Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I got plenty of energy. I'm 75 years old. I'm working 12 hours, 14 hours a day.
I noticed a big difference after like a day, or probably I would say 2 days of taking it. Like, you get like a lot of energy from them.
My body definitely feels better, and I do have more energy. I can just tell totally, but I gotta use this stuff. It's great. I'm serious. Even my complexion's even better, tell you the truth.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com. Look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Discount code Kate.
My name's Joe. I like bribing the Ukraine, hair sniffing, and other things. I think, whatever the thing is, where am I? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
People say I'm too outspoken. It's true. I have the right to remain silent. I just don't have the ability. I'm just being me, John Kennedy. Folks, I will never completely fit in. For all those Washington insider elite bedwetters whose feelings I hurt, here's some free advice. Go buy yourself an emotional support coffee, because I'm not going to shut up. And one more thing. Always be yourself, unless you suck.
Always be yourself, unless you suck. Hi, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with us. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I also have the phenomenal, you're phenomenal too, by the way, Chris Ann Hall, expert attorney and constitution attorney. I love Chris Ann. We love Chris Ann. She's been coming on the show for years and every Thursday, and I absolutely adore you. So, Chris Ann Hall, welcome. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you? And I just love that guy.
Yeah.
He is my favorite house rep. He really is.
I love it. Be yourself.
And I love the way he deceives people with his his drawl and his vernacular.
Yeah.
Because he has got to be one of the sharpest men I have ever come into contact
with. Wow. Wow. Bringing endorsement. I love it. Yeah, that's Kennedy. And what state is Kennedy in? I can't remember.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. That's right. I should have known from the accent. Oh, my gosh. I love that clip, though. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to say what I am. Say who I am, and unless you suck. But I love I love it. You know what? We have a lot to talk about. Let's talk about the Restrict Act. Everybody wants to know about this. And you've been interviewed on some pretty big programs about this. So.
Yeah. I'll be on OAN tonight at 6:30, so
nice.
That's going to be fun.
Nice job.
And then go to chrisannhall.com, and I wrote an article about it. So right there on the front page of chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com, scroll down to the articles on the front page there, and you'll see it. I haven't seen a bill this bad. Since the, you got the Smith Modernization Act was written a lot like this.
Sure.
And you have the indefinite detentions that were shoved into the NDAA in 2012. Well, that's funny. So was the Smith Modernization Act.
That's
kinda
interesting.
Need to say that out loud, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have the Patriot Act,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So people are talking about this being the Patriot Act on steroids. It's really not quite that extensive, but it's just as destructive because it is an attack on, you know, the Patriot Act really was an attack on your property, your person, mm-hmm. and your physical property. This act is an attack on your conscience, your intellect, your speech, and your personal property. So it seems on the face of it not to be as extensive, but it's actually more destructive.
Jeez.
And it's crazy because the, you know, it really shows me how intentional some of these members of Congress are in creating intentionally this unlimited, unfettered bureaucratic power.
Mm.
So let me draw you a little backdrop. So recently, the Supreme Court of the United States, and I know Milty will get this, overturned a longstanding precedent called the Chevron precedent in the West Virginia EPA case, in which the Supreme Court said no more bureaucratic liberty to create legislation through regulation, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so basically what was happening was the Congress was writing these laws, like the Clean Air Water Act and all this other stuff, and they were writing them very, you know, vague and overbroad. Mm-hmm. And then the courts were saying, okay, where Congress is vague, then the executive directors and the agencies can make up the difference, right? They can provide their own definitions and their own limits. Well, under this new Supreme Court, they were like, wait, what? No, we're not going to do that. You have to have specific guidelines from Congress. No more of this stuff. This is stupid. And so what we have now with the Restrict Act is the bill is actually written, right? So the mm-hmm. Supreme Court swings the pendulum back towards limited government, defined bureaucracy, and congressional oversight. Well, now you have the Restrict Act, which is actually a bill that's written to swing the pendulum back the other way. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. They have intentionally written this bill to abdicate congressional oversight and to give the executive department heads discretion to come up
Jeez.
With definitions of things like unnecessary risk and unreasonable, unreasonable, unnecessary. Not only that, Kate, it's a complete disregard. I would like to say disregard is complete, as if it doesn't exist. Ignoring of due process.
Right.
No due process whatsoever. And then it's hidden behind this veil of secrecy under the excuse of national security. So everything they do to silence any kind of platform or person on a platform,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
will be excused from the Freedom of Information Act. So what you have are secret courts issuing mm-hmm. issuing secret warrants, making secret seizures and secret punishments.
Jeez.
And it's all hidden. Now, as if that couldn't get worse, there's a provision in it that allows the Secretary of Commerce to ex post facto punish people, meaning they can look back at past acts before the law was even written and punish people. Now, obviously, that is unconstitutional, so mm-hmm. we'll have to see how the court deals with that. But that's actually an act that's done. In addition to the ex post facto, they have a provision that allows the Department of Homeland Security, the Secretary of Commerce, the mm-hmm. Department of Justice, all mm-hmm. of these executive agencies to also seize, restrict, restrain, and punish potential behavior.
Potential. Thought crime.
Potential mm. behavior. Yes. Thought crime. Stuff that hasn't even happened yet. And here, you cannot escape the fact that we now have members of Congress who have judicial direction
mm-hmm.
that they must give specific definitions to executive agencies And they're intentionally writing this bill to evade that. Because it gives them the opportunity to shirk responsibility and hide accountability.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know what to say, except that I want everybody to know who's behind this. This is Mark Warner, and there are so many senators that are co-sponsoring this. It's been introduced.
Yeah, there are 25
Romney,
at this point, and they are half Republican and half Democrat.
Yeah. Grassley, of course, Graham, sellout, and Romney, atrocious evil, and I mean, you name it, they're on here. Everybody, Gillibrand, Susan, you know, all of them. Yeah.
It's funny, when I was looking this up today, the co-sponsors and stuff, I was like, I had to double check myself. I was like, surely Utah did not elect Mitt Romney as a senator.
I know.
Because I'm still in denial about that.
I
really am. I'm still in denial.
It's horrific. He's so evil. But yeah, I know. Everybody voted for him for the wrong reasons. Yeah, he's been terrible. Uncle Milty?
So if half of the sponsors are Democrat and half are Republican, doesn't that make it bipartisan?
That's how they're billing it.
That's how they're selling it.
A bipartisan attack on our rights. Now, look, this is like the Patriot Act.
Right.
In the extent that if it's passed, the destruction of liberties will continue through multiple generations.
Yep. Yeah, I believe
and,
that.
Okay, so here's the guys. It's all about TikTok. Mm-hmm. Nah, it doesn't even touch TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
no, because
sold
it creates a loophole where they don't even have to do anything at all to TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's amazing that some of these people voting on it actually are in the committee to pass it.
Yeah.
And what the co-sponsors, like Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, and a couple of these guys are on the committee. That's kind of interesting, right? Anyway,
where we are. I mean,
yeah.
But here's the other thing I want to say, is everybody needs to contact their senator and tell them, you know, this is dog water bad. We don't want this.
Right.
You better not vote for this. You better not support it. It's in committee, so let's let it die in committee.
Yeah.
And then here's the other thing, Kate. You know, Uncle Milty, you know, what we also have to do is tell them, you better not shove this in the next NDAA.
Which is exactly
what they have a habit of doing. Yeah, they have a habit. They don't get their
way. Yes, exactly what they do. We defeated the Smith-Morse Modernization Act in 2011 as a standalone bill, and in 2012, they shoved it in NDAA.
Wow. Well, it's called the Restrict Act. It is SB 686. And
686, yeah.
Yep, 686 Restrict Act, and they are selling this on their on the TikTok train, and this is why they kept ramping up the big threat of TikTok months and months and months ago, leading up to this.
Right. So here's the thing, and this is what I mentioned on OAN today, and you need to go to my website, chrisannhall.com, and read the article, because I really give you more details there.
Okay.
But Crenshaw gives this whole extended definition of how they define the fact that China owns TikTok, right?
Right.
If you go listen to that TikTok hearing and Crenshaw's explanation, every intelligent human being that's been paying attention to what's going on will have to scratch their head, because by Crenshaw's definition, the FBI owns Twitter and probably owns Facebook and
TikTok.
Instagram. And what we as the American people need to be more concerned about, how our government is mining our data and owning our speech more than China.
Yep. And, you know, the money coming from InQtel at large and so many CIA fronts for cash. That's how Facebook got started. That's how all these platforms got started. So they've owned it since the inception. In fact, it was called LifeLog when the CIA had it, and then they switched it over to call it Facebook, and then put little Marky Mark as the spokesman. It's amazing that we haven't figured this out. Thanks so much, Chris Ann Hall. ChrisAnnHall.com. Go read up on this. Thank you so much.
You're
the best.
God bless.
Thank you.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Uncle Milty.
April 7th and 8th.